Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the second time on the podcast, Sasha Gray.
Bravo, bravo. That was beautiful. Touching.
What's up? And, it's been 3 years.
Oh, I like what you did there. I can't believe it's been 3 years. Two of those we've been in
Oh,
hell.
your mic.
yeah, I can't believe it's been... I can't believe it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
Two of those...
Do you remember? You said...
It looks bigger in here.
It does?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? Oh, maybe back then the bed was way over there, and there maybe that's when I had the bookshelf?
Oh, maybe that's what.
Yeah.
It just looks big.
Is it organized in here?
No, but it's...
okay, it's not? So is it like hoarder? Is it more hoarders?
I can't judge because I collect a lot of things too.
No, but
I mean,
honest,
like, there's
honest.
A sense to the madness, so you could see.
Okay, so it's organized madness.
It's organized chaos. Yeah, totally.
What are your thoughts off camera? Where my deodorant and LA gel and the lotion is at the corner? Is that chaos?
That's a little chaos. yeah.
So that could use some work.
Okay,
but right when you initially walk in, are you thinking? Oh, this is it man cave?
It's a fucking man cave. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It is a man cave.
It's a man cave.
So, what's the first three things? Like, oh, he plays video games. Oh, he's single. oh, he's not. like, what are your thoughts?
I wouldn't say video games, but oh, now I see stuff over there. Yeah. That you don't spend a lot of time here. That would be my thought.
That's far from the truth. I only spend time here. Okay. I don't leave.
How was it during quarantine?
I loved it. I like being by myself. Yeah.
Is that a window?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm realizing
Yeah. Okay. You know the reason for that?
For lighting.
Because I'm a vampire. I'm a vampire.
Yeah.
So
also
that opens up wide where you can get fresh air in like a normal human.
Forget that though.
Yeah, I sealed it shut.
Okay.
Like, interview with the vampire coffin. Same thing with that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, is that normal?
No.
No.
I mean, for some people.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people that don't like daylight.
Do you have a normal sleeping schedule?
I've gotten better since last time we spoke. Yeah.
What time do you...
I wouldn't call it normal.
Well, what time do you normally fall asleep?
2:33, something like that.
Guess what time I sleep?
6 a.m. 8 a.m. No. How?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I mean, I've been doing that for 10 years.
That's great. 10 years? So it's normal for you then. And then how much do you sleep every night?
8 hours.
Oh. Okay, so you sleep.
Like today, we're filming a little bit early.
Yeah.
But we normally film at 9 p.m.
Yeah, because you had asked me to come later, and I actually have been waking up earlier.
So you've been more responsible.
So I was like, I can't do that late. I've been more responsible. I've been good lately.
How have you been? It's been 3 years since you've been here.
Man, crazy, yeah.
Are you still DJing?
Well, not really, because of the freaking pandemic.
Oh, but you were doing it before.
Yeah. So now, 2 years, it's been almost 2 years since this all started.
Oh, you mean the pandemic?
Yeah. Well, before the pandemic, so for like 2.5 years, I've been streaming.
You have?
Yeah.
On Twitch?
On Twitch, yeah. So
what made you decide to do that? Because it's pretty popping now on Twitch.
Yeah. I wanted to do it 10 years ago. More than 10 years ago.
Do you have a moderator?
I have many moderators.
Because I'm sure people...
Oh, yeah, they're the backbone. They're the backbone of the community for sure. Also, because this is something a lot of people don't know, is that...
Go ahead.
Twitch makes you as a streamer responsible for what is said in the chat.
Well, you can't control other people's actions.
And you cannot control other people's actions. But then, like, how they decide to force that as a rule, enforce that as a rule, is really random. So
I don't think that's a fair rule. How the hell are you supposed... It's like, that's like asking someone to be a mind reader.
Yeah, it's not. And it's even more frustrating when you have, like, a very international community and
you have a lot of fans of Russia, right? Let's keep
Russia,
it.
Mexico, and Brazil. Like,
they love Sasha Grey. Sasha Grey.
So it's hard because you want people to be able to, like, communicate and engage with each other because they're not always just engaging with me, right? They have their own side conversations and
I don't really Twitch. I don't really Twitch. So I've done it a couple times. I know on the right hand side there's like a whole chat.
Yeah.
And then I didn't like it because I'd be playing games and then I'm looking at my laptop and I'm trying to like.
That's what you do.
And I'm just like, hey Thomas, thanks for the shot. You know, yep. And I just couldn't.
It's a lot. It's a lot
of juggling.
Yeah.
Juggling. So what made you decide? Were you gaming? Because I know Twitch is Twitch is different. You could do sleep streaming, you could cook, you could do whatever.
Right.
So what did you start doing? DJing?
No, actually, I wanted to start playing video games. And that's what I wanted to do years ago.
You on Warzone or what's the deal?
No. One day I will.
You would kill it.
That's what everybody thinks. And I played
Why don't you get on?
Because you have to have friends that aren't going to say stuff that's going to get you banned.
You're right.
You know, your brother was on Twitch for one day and was banned.
How do you know that?
Because I did his podcast and then like maybe 1 month later or I don't know, same time span. He did somebody else's podcast on Twitch and he mooned. I mean, it's hilarious. It's what he does. And he shouldn't have been banned. I don't know. They should have just given him a temporary ban.
Wait, you said mooned?
That's what I heard. He mooned the camera. it's like innocent fun, right?
I can't tell my mom that.
Why not? It's just funny.
It's kind of like going against like family tradition and...
No mooning.
Yeah. And that's funny you brought that up because I started Twitch. I was not Twitching, but I was, you know, OBS and Elgato.
Yeah.
So I was recording our video game sessions. Dude, he would say the most messed up stuff that I would have to edit stuff out. I'm like, dude, you can't. You know what I mean? I would have to go in my edit. Like, I would want. I'm like lazy with editing. I just would want to like. Capture it and just like post it on YouTube and then just felt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I couldn't do that with him.
Well, and that's the thing too, is like you either have to get a core group of people and getting 3-4 streamers to be in together ready at the same time is
streaming on their own
channels?
They
don't have to stream.
But they're on your stream.
Yeah. That's difficult to get people together. And then the other risk is if you do public lobbies. So if I just went in, again, it's a similar...
Describe, what is a public
lobby? Like you can just join with random people, right?
Ooh, exactly. That could be very problematic. Exactly. Because once they see it's you, they'll fuck... Exactly. They might flip out and say, you know, and be like, what, dude?
Well, you know what I mean? Not even that. It's just like people will intentionally try to mess up somebody's stream.
Oh, they're stream hating?
Oh, yeah.
There's Twitch hating.
Yeah.
So that's...
There's hating on everything on the internet.
I know, but... Okay,
that's the power of anonymity.
Okay, so give me three examples of Twitch hating. Like, what kinds of things do they do to mess up your stream?
I'm pretty lucky because I have a really great group of moderators and...
Are they guys?
And girls.
Guys and girls. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So we...
So you have it balanced.
We have a balance and... I think when I first started, because we were just so strict.
Strict on what?
On the moderation. Yeah. Like, we weren't allowing cussing, for instance. Mm-hmm. And that's because we talked about it and it...
What,
it
mild? Feels, even mild cussing? Yeah, yeah. Like, so no B word? Like.
No. And then eventually we got rid of it, but it was sort of to set a tone to just be like, listen, I'm going to get more ish. Than your average streamer
because of who
I am. So I don't need extra stuff to...
That's another headache.
Exactly. Right. So it's easier just to not allow it from the beginning and then open it up. Like, it's harder to reverse a problem once it exists, right? So it's like children. You raise them with great foundations.
Right. So So you're setting a moral compass on, you're telling them, like, if you're like watching my stream, I'm not tolerating this, this, and this.
That's how it started. And it wasn't even, it's not, like, I talk about it with you in this moment, but it's not something that I would really address.
Right.
It was just happening in the moderation.
It's just like a known thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then the moderators will politely remind people, hey, you guys can't do that. Now we've eased it up. Like, we're not that strict anymore.
So what's the opposite of that? Like, what's good behavior? Like, hey, good play.
Or, no, I mean, that's the thing, too, is funny.
Is funny.
Funny trolling is fun. You okay, know, it so makes give me, it more
so give me an example of what a funny trolling is. They'll say something witty.
Yeah.
But not, like, malicious or.
I wish I could think of something that.
But when you see it, you could spot it.
I don't see everything that happens, right?
There's but stuff when that, the moderators see it, they're like, ah, okay, we'll let that slide.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, we have barometers. We have examples. We'll say, okay, you guys see, that's a funny joke.
Right.
That's what a joke is.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Opposed to something that's just like ill-willed.
Yeah. Cringe.
Cringe.
Cringe beyond anything that's considered humor. And I like fart jokes, you know, so that's saying a lot. Like,
yeah, I told you about the Scissor Bros poo challenge and it caught your attention. You're like, what? Yeah. Poo?
Yeah, I just did a fart ASMR farting stream.
Lord, that's the best news I heard all day. Lord, let's talk about that.
So, have you heard of...
Are they real farts?
No, I wish. Oh, okay. I can't fart on command. Right, that would be premium if I could do that.
What made you think of that unique creative idea?
So, I'm sure you've heard of ASMR.
I love it.
Okay.
My favorite. Let me shout out Maria. Maria, I think she's Russian.
Okay, you got to send me her link.
She does one where she's on an airplane. She's like a stewardess.
What?
Hi, welcome.
Oh, wow.
Please sit down.
Is she on Twitch or YouTube?
She's one of the biggest ASMRs, like, whoa, out there. Like, there was, like, a whole year where I couldn't fall asleep without listening to her. And, you know, there's, like, certain videos where I'm like, it's the airplane one was one. She does a jewelry one. I know. I'm not into jewelry. Where she's like, or no, a saloon, like a hair saloon thing where she's like, you know,
I
needed to hear that every night because it's like, it was a part of my sleep routine. But continue, So you came up with a brilliant fart ASMR.
Well, so did you happen to see all of these people on the internet with the microphones that look like ears?
No.
It's a microphone that a lot of ASMR creators and streamers use.
Wait, so are you telling me there's a specific mic that ASMR content creators use?
It's so you get the left and the right
sound when
you're wearing the headphones.
I did not know that.
So there's
brilliant idea, though, because that's more of a trend now of, like, content creators doing that type of video.
So, you know, like, okay, well, it looks like ears on either side.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, there were tons of streamers doing ear licking on camera, and the shot was... instead of their face, it was them laying on their stomachs with their butt in the forefront of the camera and their head was, turned around. So basically doggy style.
With their underwear on?
With yoga pants that, like, rode up the butt crack.
Oh.
And.
Yeah, I totally got that visual. Yeah.
And the internet exploded.
So it's tight yoga pants.
Yes. And then with ear licking.
I could see why you would think of farts. No, because I'm thinking like tight yoga pants up in the air, and it's like, you know what I'm thinking? You know what made me think of squeaky fart? Like,
yeah, like, you know, the, like, accidental one.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like, let me out. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like those farts.
Those are hard to manipulate.
You have to really clench your ass cheeks for those. Yeah, it's like,
no. Yeah, it's a squeaky one. It's a squeaky one.
Yeah. So you saw that first and you're like, whoa, that's cool.
Well, okay. So it started with hot tub streams earlier this year. Girls.
Wait, hold up.
There's all this stuff.
Because I don't know a lot of. What the hell is a hot tub?
There's
hot
all this tubs. Stuff happening on Twitch that it's Twitch culture, right? So it started with hot tubs.
Well, it started with gaming, didn't it?
Started with gaming.
Okay, let's go from the beginning.
And
when
now,
did it start to, like, cooking videos?
Okay, wait.
And this
by the way,
that?
Let me rewind. When I said I wanted to stream over 10 years ago, one of the main reasons I didn't is because during that period, there was so much hate for girls online playing video games.
Why?
It was really bad. Their lives. Because they were girls. Literally,
that's
the only
misogynistic.
Reason.
That's misogynistic.
And they were getting their lives threatened.
Wait, hold that thought. Now it's time for our sponsor, or maybe not sponsor. Hello, my name is Little Ray, but you may know me as Raymond. Let me ask you something, man. Are you a gambling man? Do you like sports? If you answered yes, then my bookie might just be for you, my friends. Look, football season is just around the corner, and you bet your ass I'm putting all my money on the Houston Texans. Uh-huh. But with my bookie, you don't have to just bet on football. There's basketball, baseball. You can even bet on your goddamn favorite UFC fighters, whether it's Dustin Poirier or that goddamn Korean zombie man. Okay? Go to MyBookie and use promo code Stevie. That's STEEBEE. Learn how to spell, okay? MyBookie. MyBookie. Let me get my verbatim right, all right? Sign up today. Use promo code Stevie. You'll receive up to $1,000 in bonus money when you make your first deposit. That's $1,000 in extra cash when you make your first deposit with MyBookie, MyBookie, using the promo code Stevie, STEEBEE. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie, my friends. Let's get her done. Back to our scheduled program. Keep going. I'm sorry, I should have told you.
No,
that.
No, it's
yeah,
okay.
Because we might not have one. So,
okay.
But I had, just in case.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you remind him?
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Can't. Hold on, before you get my go.
I was like, do you, like,
15,
you don't have a watch.
No, no,
on.
I said
how
15 minutes in. Can you just do this?
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
But continue, okay. Streaming.
So the reason, you know, there was a lot of things happening in the culture during that period. And I had already been out of the adult industry for a few years, mm-hmm. and I was like, I don't need another thing, another target
right,
on my back.
Right, right,
I don't need more drama.
Yeah.
And so I decided not to do it at that time. So now it's changed because of things like moderators, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
you can foster your community the way you want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyways, flash forward to this year. Started with hot tub streams. They exploded.
What do you do there?
Girls were in bikinis in the hot tub.
How do you set up your camera for outside?
No, they're doing it inside. They're getting like inflatables, right?
So
some were doing it outside.
And they add hot water and bubbles?
Yeah, I mean, it was like a pool. You know, they call it a hot tub, but it was mostly a
and
pool.
And they're in a bikini?
They're in bikinis
and
with
what
inflatable
are they doing?
Bananas.
Are they just, what are they doing though?
I think they were also doing ASMR. As well.
Okay, so girls in bikinis in a hot tub.
Yeah,
and then they're whispering.
They would have a whiteboard. So then they would have these challenges. So if you donate 10 subscribers, I'll put your name on the whiteboard. So what does that allow? It allows them to stand up, bend over, with
and
the
show
bikini,
their butt.
Right. Okay. So it started with this,
and the dudes are freezing that.
It started with this, and it was. Caused a lot of drama because people were like, this is a gaming channel. This is only for gaming. Why are you doing this, right? I'm the kind
of person. The dudes were saying that.
A lot of people were saying this. Even women were saying it.
Oh, they were?
On the other hand, I can see both sides of the coin, especially because of my own experiences. I have nothing wrong with a woman wanting to make a living the way she wants to make a living.
Yeah, it's their choice.
But on the other hand, I also see it from perspective of parents because I have friends who have kids that are like, I don't want my kids seeing
aren't
that.
Aren't there age restrictions?
There's
on
age
Twitch?
Restrictions.
Then
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but come on. Everybody has access to technology.
Right.
So I can see all sides of it. I can empathize with both sides of it. Where usually I have a very like strict opinion about my beliefs. Mm-hmm. But on that, I was like, okay, you know what? They're going to do what they're going to do, especially right now. We've been going through a pandemic.
Yeah. It's been
you know,
weird,
people, people can't find jobs. Like, mm-hmm. do what you got to do to make your money. Okay. Then some of the people got temporarily banned, and then they came back.
What is it? Hold on. What does that mean?
It means like a pause. You're on a pause. So you're like on a timeout.
Oh, it's like when a kid misbehaves in class.
Yeah.
Timeout. Go in the corner for a half hour?
For a few days.
For a few days.
So they would get temporarily banned, and then Twitch came and announced and said, okay, we made a whole category.
So these dudes are getting mad. They're eating corn nuts, waiting for them. I'm just picturing.
Follow me.
So they're in their boxer shorts, like, you know, they're like, damn. They're eating snacks.
But you know what's crazy?
What?
These girls were getting over 20,000 views.
What does that mean?
20,000 views.
But what does that mean?
Let's say on average they were getting between 2,000 and 5,000.
20,000.
They were getting over 20,000 to 30,000 live views.
Oh, because they got up and they did the thing that you said.
Right.
They got up and they showed their buns.
Right. So people are watching it. You know? Of course they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Why not?
So
yeah.
Then this category was created, and now it's the ear licking thing. And then once it was the ear licking thing, I was like, all right, this is softcore. There's no doubt about it. You know?
What do you think the appeal is, though? Because if dudes or whoever wants to see that, they could just go on Chatterbait.
I don't get that's the thing.
But you know
I don't
what I'm
get
saying? Like they could just go on Chatterbait.
I think it's well, Twitch is higher quality, that's for sure.
What do you mean by that?
Like the image is just
clear,
better.
Clear. Oh yeah, because that's webcam.
And you have the interaction and community in the live chat that is completely different from all those other adult websites. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do think that's a huge component. I had something else I wanted to say about all that you reminded me of, but I lost it. Anyways,
no,
it's been pretty crazy.
So you've seen the progression from Twitch, the conception of Twitch and what people are doing.
Yeah.
How did it evolve to like, hey guys, gonna make lasagna tonight? You know what I mean? Like, they're doing cooking videos.
Yeah, I mean, I cook sometimes, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dude, you could cook. Dude, I don't know if you remember. There was a barbecue at your house. You were making five different kinds of barbecue. You had, like, you had chicken. You had steak. You were controlling the grill outside. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You were making all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah, I love cooking.
Yeah. So you do that, too?
I do cooking, yeah. I took a pause for a couple months.
How did you learn how to barbecue that good?
I don't know. Practice.
Like, because you marinated it pretty good, too.
Yeah, just practice. Messing up. Trying again.
But anyway, so what's the difference between, you know, if people want to see that, like, OnlyFans is different, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand that world either. I don't know. Because people are making a killing on that, too. I mean,
you could say that again.
No. Like one, yeah. I'm not gonna say her name. 25K a month.
Oh, there's people making more than that. There was a woman
more
from
than
my 25.
Hometown. More than woman, 25K a month.
There was a woman from my hometown. A woman in her 40s who, she's like just a housewife.
Yeah.
Super normal lady posting. All she does is nudes or semi nudes. I don't even know if she gets fully naked. She might just be in lingerie.
Yeah.
And they found out. Of course, the parents from her kids' private school find out, and then they remove the kids from the school.
Why?
Oh, that's what this reminded me of.
Oh,
okay,
oh, you
so
thought
you're
of
take
it?
A
you thought
okay.
of it?
So the thing is.
Okay, thank God.
Fuck, I just lost. Sorry, talking about sleep schedule. I'm tired.
Yeah,
like I'm already tired.
I'm tired too.
End of day. It was about the hypocrisy that exists with like, why is it okay? And this is why another reason why I can see both sides of the coin is like, why is it okay for us to see violent imagery in the form of video games, right? Which is a fantasy.
Like Warzone.
But it's not okay to see boobas
right,
in a bikini.
Right.
What's the...
Yeah.
So... When you talk about morals,
this is like double standards.
It's a complete double standard.
Yeah.
It's a very American problem too. You know,
right,
you go
right.
in certain places like Germany and Italy.
Is it it's
on
different
TV?
There? It's different.
There's like, you know, women in bikinis on TV at 11 at night.
So it's hypocrisy then.
I do think there's a double standard.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. But this is my argument. If I decide tomorrow, Sasha, that I wanted to start an OnlyFans, no one would sign up.
I'm sure there's a poo-poo fetish person that would sign up for
Wait
you.
Wait a minute. Keep, to, let's for your talk meatballs. About that. Timestamp that. We're gonna edit that part out. I'll edit your part out too. Okay, this is I'm gonna edit this out. Okay. All right. It's just,
mental note. Okay.
Okay, but let's. Okay, since you brought that up, so you're saying if I were to create an OnlyFans, and you know, like I could wear an adult diaper, like Depends. I could just go to Target and buy like a 20 pack of Depends, and then I go, hey guys, I'm going on my OnlyFans, and so I'm on my bed, I have a webcam, I have a camera, I have all my camera equipment, and I go, okay guys, tonight I'm gonna go eat cheeseburgers, and then take Miralax, and so you guys just tune in, and the meatball poo is coming out, and so who would tune in for that though?
I would say you would at least have 20 people.
What?
I think you could at least have 20 people.
They'll tune in for that.
They will turn out. Turn out.
They'll tune in. They'll
turn
up. I don't want to get.
They will watch.
I don't want to get turned out, by the way.
It's like an accident, you know? Yeah. People want to look at things. But then there are people.
But who would do that?
There is for sure people that have a fetish.
Poo?
For sure.
Poo?
For sure. There's a fetish for everything.
But a little Korean guy?
Look. Oil yourself up. Yeah.
Now hold up. Let's talk about that. Why would I have. Oh, I think I know where you're getting at.
Fetish.
Someone might like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would I have to protect my bedding? Like, just get a.
I don't know. I don't do
no,
that.
No. You know what?
That's one of my boundaries.
I could get a tarp. I could get a tarp at the Army Surplus.
Okay.
You know, like where they
just get a painting, the disposable paint
at
things,
Home Depot.
At Ace.
At Ace or Home Depot.
$5.
Okay, so I get adult diapers, and then I get oil.
I
want
to do the diaper.
What?
It's too, like, infantilism is.
So do I have to be naked? To do the poo challenge. I mean, to do the poo thing.
Can you
show that on my OnlyFans?
I have no. Oh, you know what? I bet you can't. I bet you cannot.
I wonder who would sign up.
You would get
comment below. Because if I can make an additional.
How many people watch? Oh, wait. Can I ask? Or just say no?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Look at the camera and do what you're going to do.
How many?
Dude, watch what you're going to say, though. Like, really be mindful.
How many people
towards my feelings and everything. Go ahead.
How many people watched your challenge that you have already done?
Over 100,000.
See?
But that's me and Jeremiah.
So?
It's a challenge. No, I'm talking about if I had an OnlyFans.
Yeah. So you would get, like, say you would get 10% of that.
But I can't do anything. Okay, so.
I bet you it's not allowed, though.
No, but I'm referring to, you know how, like, I don't know. I don't.
Oh, yeah, because I read you can't even do, like. We probably can't even talk about that on YouTube. Never mind.
Okay. Think about it. Think about the wording.
So, you know, like, what happens when women get pregnant? Okay. You know what happens to their breastises? For the baby to feed them?
Lack.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Yes. That, I read, is not allowed.
I didn't say the word.
I didn't say it either.
I just said lack.
Yep.
That's all I said. But my argument is, let's take the poo out of it. Can we take the poo out of it?
Please, okay, let's move on.
Okay, let's say, okay, Steve decides to make a OnlyFans.
Okay.
Would anyone, and I were to, and let's say I hit the gym or something, you know, I got in shape and I got like Speedo, you know, I got, you know, or something. And I try to have like sex appeal or something.
Yeah.
No one would sign up.
You would get a few people.
Really?
Yeah.
But who? Who?
I don't know. You would get a few.
No one.
You would.
I would.
I'm telling you.
Guys or girls?
Guys.
Thanks.
I knew you were trying to pull it out of me.
Thanks for your honesty. Thanks for your honesty. You hit it on the bullseye. Thanks for your honesty. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, why not?
I would be hit in West Hollywood. I would be hit.
You would.
I would be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know what? They can't find out where you live if you're on there, right?
I have no idea. I don't
use
it.
Well, no, there's safety precautions, I'm sure, with OnlyFans. You're not going to give out your address. So what's the harm if a couple guys like my butt?
Yeah, what's the harm? What's the harm, Stevie? Do it.
I don't know. Let me think about that one. Let me think about that one.
Okay,
let's go back to, man, this Twitch. I mean, we could talk about Twitch for an hour. Like, so yeah. When did you decide? Didn't you start DJing on Twitch?
No, actually, because I didn't want to. That's not why I signed up for it. But then I had a lot of fans asking, like, oh, will you do a DJ stream? I've always wanted to come to your show, right? So then eventually I was like, well, what is something that I don't get to do live, right? And so
DJ,
that is to play my vinyl, because
yeah.
I don't tour with my vinyl.
And you do have a lot of vinyl. I remember your collection.
And that is to...
You had crates.
Yeah, and that is to play salsa and Latin music that I love. Like, that's something I'm not going to be able to play in a club.
Right.
So...
Where do you actually get your vinyl? Do you go to mom and pop? Like, how long
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Globally?
Yeah. Like, when I travel, I do two things. I look for a good coffee shop and a vinyl shop.
How do you lug all that vinyl back to the States?
I'll pay for an extra. I usually bring like an extra bag with me when I travel.
Wow.
Like a small one, you know, not like a full suitcase.
Yeah,
but like a roller bag.
And so you'll just go digging.
Yeah. Or a backpack, and then you can usually fit like a good stack in your backpack.
How do you find these spots? Because I heard, like, I saw this documentary back in the day called Scratch, or one of these documentaries where a lot of these vinyl diggers, like back in the day when there was like payphone, like, you know, like Yellow Pages, they would rip like, you know, the vinyl page out so no one could find the record store.
Oh, that's sick, dude. That's so sick.
You know what I'm saying? It's
gatekeeping.
Like, yeah. Gatekeeping.
Hiding it.
Hiding it.
Yeah, I know people like that.
Yeah.
Because
I've had DJs on here, too. I've had other DJs. Like, yeah.
I
didn't ask them that, though, but continue.
I'll ask friends. And then if I don't ask friends, I'll just go online, like, look on social media. Because there's... Sorry, that's my emergency call.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine.
That's my... I have my phone off, except
that's fine.
For...
That's fine. I like that chime.
Oh, no. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, you're fine.
here, I'll keep it there in case it happens
again.
What was I saying? Oh, I'll go on social media because there's a lot of places that aren't listed.
Yeah.
Let's say on TripAdvisor, but then it will be on social media.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I'll just put in keywords to search for places.
So people are recommending that and you're like, oh, maybe I should start doing that.
Well, then I finally said, okay, I'll do it for the real fans I've been asking. And so I started doing that and it was really fun because it was more of like a chill atmosphere. So I set up like pillows next to my turntable and it was just like chilling, hanging out and talking about music and then like putting on a record and like letting it play. Cause that's also something you can't do when you're spinning, right? Like you have to keep the crowd moving.
You have to mix the other song in and keep it moving.
So I wasn't actually DJing. I was more just hanging out and playing records.
That's cool.
And it was so fun. Loved doing it. And right after I started, boom, Twitch started cracking down on DMCA. That's like enforcing copyright laws.
DMCA.
Which before they were not doing because it wasn't getting attention.
DMCA?
Yeah. It's just copyright laws. You know, like you can't play a song on your
YouTube. Yeah, I know. Oh, trust me, I know. They'll flag it. They'll flag it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what happened is the pandemic hits and all these record labels see their artists going to live stream and saying, where's our money? So they started putting the pressure on Twitch.
Oh, so they started paying attention to Twitch streams. Like,
yep.
Hey, that's my song.
Yep. Even, you know, Russell Peters.
What was that?
You know, Russell Peters, the comedian?
Yeah, the comedian.
Even he was posting stuff, his own shows on his Instagram.
But that's his shit.
We're getting removed.
But that's his stuff.
Yeah.
Why was they?
And then I think he figured it out. I think he figured out. Because there's still rights.
Oh,
right? Like rights
God.
Issues.
But a lot of the vinyl you're playing are like artists
old.
From like old.
Yeah.
Old vinyl. How are they going to claim that?
I mean, if it's like Tito Puente, he's one of the most recognizable figures. That stuff is easily detected. But some of the other artists I was playing, it was getting detected. Because it shows like a few hours after your stream, it shows up.
Not only that, there's probably software
Yeah, it's all automated.
They could detect stuff.
Yeah, it's all automated.
Right? So how'd you work around that?
Well, so I started right before, and then all of these, because people were just playing music, you know, they would be playing video games and they would have music on in the background. So same issue. They started enforcing these rules, and then I just stopped. So I don't do it anymore.
You don't do it anymore.
No, it's not worth the risk. There's a lot of people still doing it.
What? So what? Are you still twitching?
Yeah.
So what?
5 days a week.
So what do you? Can we shout that out real quick?
Yes.
Okay. Twitch.com/SashaGray.
Twitch.tv/SashaGray.
Twitch.tv/SashaGray.
Yes.
G-R-E-Y.
That's right.
Tune in every.
Right. Well, it's different.
Monday through.
No. Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday.
But it's gonna change.
At nighttime.
Morning and night.
Tune in. So what are you doing there on Twitch now?
Playing games. Playing video games.
Okay, let's talk about games. So what games are you, what type of games are you playing?
I've been extremely addicted to this game called Sekiro, which is one of the most, which is the most difficult game I've ever
played.
Is
it a puzzle game or something?
No.
What kind of game is that?
It's, have you heard of Dark Souls?
Yeah.
Okay. It's from software. It's the same publisher.
How do you spell that?
The name of Sekiro? Sekiro.
Oh, it's Sekiro.
Yeah.
S-E-K-I-R-O.
It's, if you like pain, you will like this game.
Is it like a samurai game?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
Oh, you're a samurai with a sword.
Yeah, it's insane.
Is it Shinobi. Is it like Tenchu?
I haven't played that.
Tenchu was a game I like because you're like a samurai, but you have to sneak.
Yeah.
You have to sneak around the village.
Yeah.
So you're sneaking around the village and there's guards and you could throw a rock to like disrupt them or to.
You can't, that, in this game, you can't.
Sekiro.
There's not a lot of distractions you can do like that.
So what's the point of the game? You're supposed to just.
I'm still figuring it out. There's no freaking map.
But is there sneaking involved?
There's a lot of
So you have to tiptoe. You have to tiptoe around the village.
Yeah.
And but what's the point? You're supposed to take over the dojo.
I'm still figuring that out because I'm going mad. Really? Right now right now I'm in this part of the game where we're trying to help Kuro, this character, not be immortal. He does not want to be immortal.
Okay.
So we're helping him.
But you are a samurai.
Shinobi.
I remember the old school Shinobi game in the arcades. Do you remember that?
No.
So, but you're like a ninja.
I played like Dig Dug and Pac-Man.
Oh, me arcades. Too. Me
Street
too.
Street Fighter.
Spy Hunter, Centipede.
Centipede,
all that.
Yes.
All that. Yeah. Double Dragon. I remember all that.
Yeah.
So Sekiro.
Yeah, that's what I'm addicted to right now. I go back and forth. There was like a, what was the game that came out? I'm trying to think of something. I get distracted really easy, you know?
Like, what is it? Do you have, like, ADD or something?
No. I mean, who knows? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it's possible, right? I've never been to
But you can, when you're playing a game, you could fixate on the game.
Yeah, but then you get distracted. I get distracted with the chat sometimes.
Oh.
But not only that, like, a new game will come out, and I'll get sucked into a new game for a little bit, and then I'll go back to this one.
Are you into Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley? Any of those types of games where you're, like, planting crops and stuff?
Yeah, I played Animal Crossing.
On Switch? On the Switch.
I did, like, more than a year ago?
Yeah. Because you could stream that, right?
I streamed it.
You could stream directly from your Switch?
Not directly. You have to hook it up.
You have to hook it up, HDMI. Yeah. Okay.
That was dangerous because I found myself putting on a movie at night at the end of the day, and then I would grab my Switch and sit on the couch and ignore the movie and be like, I gotta get my coin. And I was like, this is sick.
Oh, because you have to do your daily thing.
So I put it away. I shelved that game.
But you could fish in it. I don't know much about it, but yeah, you could go fishing.
Yeah.
Visit other people's islands or whatever.
Yeah, I never went too. I was into it for a little over a month or so.
Yeah,
and then I put it down. I was like, "This is unhealthy."
What other game? So you're not into FIFA or any of the sports games?
No, a lot of my fans want me to play FIFA.
Okay, so do they recommend stuff?
That we actually have like a whole Discord channel for game recommendations.
Really?
Because it's impossible. I'll forget all of this stuff. There's no way if you're getting.
Do fans recommend this? Like, hey, Sasha, will you play with me? can you play a game? Like, do you get that?
You get, yeah.
Because I get mean, that like, on Warzone. Hey, dude, like, yeah. This is my gamer tag.
But it's, again, it goes, it kind of goes back to, like, these problems of what somebody might say on your stream.
Oh, right? No.
So instead, what we do is we sometimes do Discord game nights where I don't stream it. Like, the whole community just comes together in a channel and we go on voice chat and we play games.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Going back to the moderators, because there must be a lot of trust in that. Like, yeah. How did you find these moderators?
My first moderator was actually a friend.
Yeah.
And then from there, people just asked. And I mean, like, Twitch tells you, don't just take a mod.
But how did you select?
I just looked at.
Is it a vibe? Like,
it's a vibe, man. There's like you said, there's a lot of trust that goes into it, and.
Because what if it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing, right. Where they come off like, hey, I got your back.
Yeah.
And then once you let them in, they do something really sketchy.
Anything's possible. I've been very lucky, though.
You have.
Fortunately, yeah.
Can we shout out your moderators real quick?
Yes, shout out to the mods. You guys are the best, better than the rest. So
that's it. That's what they're referred to, just the mods?
We've got... You want me to name drop all of them? Let's name drop the captain, Fluffy Lives. He's also on YouTube.
Fluffy
by the
Lips.
Way. Lives.
Fluffy Lives.
Yes. Chucky.
More Chris.
Quad X, aka Big Daddy Quad.
Big Daddy Quad in the house.
Miss Allison Meows.
Miss Allison Meow. Yeah.
Sob. Spitteth, aka Spit Goth.
Spit Goth.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's a lot.
I'm not done.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
Brookie.
Though.
Web.
God, yeah. How many mods are there?
Yeah, I know I missed a few. His dudeness.
Yeah. Do they AG. Game as well? Like, what's the benefit of being a moderator?
Ron. Community.
Community.
Yeah.
If I were to Twitch tomorrow, like, what makes a successful Twitcher versus someone who doesn't do well?
That's really hard to say.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are good at games, but they just don't have the following, or you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
yeah. And
how do you motivate them? Or?
Well, also like,
how do they do better?
Like, Twitch is really oversaturated now, right?
It is.
So how do you stand out? Like you said, even if you're really good at something.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of discoverability.
How do you?
It's really difficult. My piece of advice would be like, don't quit your day job.
Don't quit your
immediately,
day job.
You know, and understand that it's you do have to stay committed to it while
consistency.
You're doing it. And you have to be consistent. Yeah.
If a potential Twitch person DMs you and says, "Hey, Sasha, I'm a big fan. I'm trying to get my Twitch channel off the ground. If I PayPal you $200, can you put me on your Instagram story and promote my Twitch?"
No, I wouldn't take money from a person like that. I don't think it's right, because it also put like it also would allow it's it would be completely imbalanced. Like, what if there's somebody else equally as talented that can't afford to pay that, but they want the opportunity to either collaborate or ask you to shout them out? You know, I don't think that's fair when it takes some.
Have you gotten those kinds of proposals?
No, like nobody's ever. Actually, no, that's not true. I have had people, but they're more like collectives instead of individual gamers.
Oh, so it's like a group, like a fire team. They're like, hey, you know, we play on this day. Can you?
Yeah.
We like what you do. Can you shout us out?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's happened. I mean, I've collabed with smaller streamers for sure. If I like what somebody does, like, why not?
Right. How do you make... Can you get... Are you sponsored, too, through, like, Twitch?
Yeah, I'm sponsored by G Fuel.
You are?
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
Use my code GRAY.
Okay, let's... Can we give it a quick shout-out, please?
For sure.
Okay, so shout out to G Code.
G Fuel.
G Fuel.
Yeah. Yep.
Use promo code
GREY.
GREY.
Yes.
For your, what do they make?
It switches. Sometimes the discount switches, so you get a discount.
But what is it, energy drink?
Yes.
Is it like Gatorade? It tastes like Gatorade?
They have different, so they have some in the can that are carbonated.
Nice.
And then they also have shaker cups with like a powder mixture.
How did you link up with them?
They sent me a ton of swag.
Like a box.
Yeah.
Filled with energy drinks?
Filled with energy drinks twice.
Like,
and I was like,
is it like Red Bull?
No, it's they have way more flavors.
Like fruit like punch? Like
delicious flavors.
Like
yeah.
fruit punch?
Mm-hmm.
And like tropical. Like
what, I like the peach one.
Okay.
Yes.
So they just sent, just on a whim, they're like, here you go.
Yeah.
And then how did it progress to,
I told my manager, and then my manager reached out to them. And they were like, yes, we were trying to get her attention.
So what other opportunities can come up with Twitch, twitching? Is it, can you, like a gaming company or like a controller or headphones or something?
I don't have any of those sponsors, but some people do. Yeah, it's possible. Anything's possible.
Have you heard?
I saw a beef jerky ad on some, and I was like, okay, snacks.
Beef jerky?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love a beef jerky. So if there's any beef jerky companies out there, if you're in Texas or Louisiana, please holler at me. Yes. YouTube.com/Stevie Weeby.
Do it.
please do it.
Sponsor.
Yeah. Thank you, Sasha. What's your ideal? What would be an ideal like sponsor where you're like, I totally back this. I like.
Coconut
water.
No, G Fuel's great.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gamer fuel.
Yeah, we don't want coconut water. We want G Fuel.
I can go open a coconut.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Have you thought about doing? Because I had another Twitch streamer, Gina Darling. Have you heard of her? She's talking about her Twitch. Have you heard of sleep streaming?
I have.
What's up with that?
That's like that.
It's kind of like.
That's one of the ones that makes me uncomfortable.
What's the appeal in that? What's the appeal? So there's dudes.
I think there can be many appeals to that.
Correct me if I'm wrong. There's people out there that will pay you to sleep.
Yes. This sounds like your dream job, doesn't it?
All right, timestamp that. Timestamp that. You read my mind. And you know what? To combat that, if I have to put oil all over my body and poo in a diaper, who's going to watch me sleep? You know what I mean? I'm just trying to use logic for logic.
True.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay, so let's go back to... Let's go back to the sleep streaming.
Yeah.
So sleep that's it's voyeuristic in a sense.
It's voyeurism. I think there's also there's a thing that appeals to people that are very lonely.
So I think there's a guy comfort. Out there in a basement. They're like, you know what? I'll pay to watch you sleep. You know what it is? I thought of it. It's like when I'm watching you sleep. I'm there with you in the same room.
Exactly.
So we're kind of like a weird, like they think it's like a false relationship where you're not really there.
It could be perceived as that, yeah.
No, from the person's point of view who's paying to see that.
Exactly.
But
that's what
how does that make the Twitch streamer feel?
That's what would make me uncomfortable.
Oh, you know what? They just disconnect.
They disconnect.
They're like, you know, I'm just going to put the camera here, whatever.
Yeah.
But what's the other appeal?
I think voyeurism has a lot to do with it. I think the absurdity also has a lot to do with it. So then you get the people that, oh, what is this? Why are we doing this? Why am I here? I've done it.
You've done
sleep? I've clicked on it and I'm like, why am I watching? Not for more than 1-2 minutes.
Who did you watch sleep?
I don't remember. It was like.
Was it a guy?
It was a girl.
It was a girl.
It was definitely a girl.
Okay, you basically beat me to the punch.
Oh, no, I do remember. Okay, so I've done it a few times because they'll recommend stuff, right? So Ginny is a streamer. She did like a 72-hour stream, and she was sleeping on her stream. And it was like every time, because I wanted to see what she was doing. So she stayed live for 72 hours. And so I kept, every time I go to her channel, she was sleeping. And I was like, what the hell? Why does this keep happening?
It's like real Truman Show. We're living in
and she called Truman it that. Show. She was like Ginny's Truman Show.
So I just don't understand the psychology behind it of why you would want some, you know. that's like a, you're like wasting your life away just, yeah, I'm watching her. Oh, she snored. Just, oh.
I mean, this brings up something that I found myself talking about a lot lately with other streamers and other creators and my moderators even is like this parasocial relationship that happens between a creator, especially a live one. And that's what makes Twitch so different, is that you're actually live.
Unlike, interaction.
I mean, YouTube does it too now, but like that live interaction is something that's completely different. And I think there are a lot of people that are searching for something, and that can sometimes lead to unhealthy behavior. But then I also spoke to Dr. K. I don't know if you've heard of him. And he was saying, but could this also be a new form of communication
with both parties?
Right. Like this is, humans are developing yet another way to communicate with each other.
And then what's the next step? It's like,
I don't know, but is it fair to sit there and say like, hi, besties? Like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And that's very common, not just on Twitch, but on all of social media, people calling their communities their besties.
No. Well, isn't there a financial exchange?
And then you have this.
If there is no exchange, if there's no business involved, would they really be your bestie though?
Right.
I mean,
you see, so right? Like you're offering this false sense of friendship that doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch even the friends I know sleep. You know, like I'm not knocking on their door. Hey, man, just want to hang out and watch you sleep, man.
But then the same thing could be said about people saying, why would I want to watch somebody play video games? Like my mom. Like, why would I want to watch somebody play video games? I don't understand it.
Right. But okay, so this is my answer to that, is because when you're watching, let's say you happen to like the same game and you watch someone play, you could at least get something out of it. Oh, they're camping in this corner, or they're using this loadout.
Or there's a lot of ex-pro gamers too. Yeah, you know? So you can learn.
There's a benefit to that, opposed to like if I'm watching someone sleep, I can't learn how to sleep better.
Or people that watch me because they like to see me suffer in Sekiro.
Oh, there's that aspect too. Yeah, they want to. Totally. It's entertaining. Totally. Let's say you can't hop over this fence.
Yeah.
You're like, I've been doing this for an hour.
I can't beat this boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the sleep thing is different. Yeah, that for me. That's
a weird one.
That's one for me that makes me uncomfortable.
Should I do an experiment where I just say, "Hey guys, I'm gonna sleep stream tonight at whatever. Tune in."
That's up to you, man.
Huh?
If you're comfortable doing it.
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, true.
Unless they want to see me, because I grind my teeth when I sleep.
Oh,
too.
Do you?
Yeah, I know. That'd be interesting.
I used to. I don't think I do anymore.
Oh, like you'd grind your teeth?
Oh, yeah, bad. Like I would wake up with, you know, the jaw.
It sounds like gravel. It's like.
Yeah. Like into your ear, the pain. Yeah. And into your temples.
What is that, you think?
Stress.
Or maybe you're having an intense dream.
I don't know. Maybe you're hungry.
Yeah. All right. So I need to get baby oil, diapers.
Yeah. A little coconut oil. Because it's better for your skin.
So I'll do the poo. I'll try to do the poo OnlyFans.
It's probably illegal.
Okay, then I'll just do maybe the sleep.
Okay, one. Try the sleep.
I know one person will tune in, maybe. Oh, yeah, you would tune in.
I would tune in.
You would.
I'd support. Yeah.
But out of pity. Like, Steve.
A little bit.
But, all right, timestamp that. Timestamp it. Dude, time flew by.
I know.
Can we, at this point, I want to look at these.
Aw, yeah.
Can we? I like to do this. I like to really plug.
I know, and I forgot last really time. Like I was like, oh, I feel stuff. Bad. I didn't bring anything for you.
I really like to
you.
Plug stuff. Look at this. How does one get some of this beautiful merch?
On my website, sashagray.com, there is a merch store, and you can find it there.
How many different variety of shirts and designs do you have?
There's a variety of things. We've got this one here. This is a classic. It comes in black, gray, and white.
Do you have hoodies and beanies?
We've got the same thing on hoodies. No beanies.
Hoodies. Get your hoodies. You have hoodies.
Hoodies.
Do you
sweatshirts, crew necks.
So you have all that?
Tank tops. It's the summer.
You do?
Yeah.
So That's good. It's summertime. August is approaching. Yeah. Stickers?
No stickers.
What other?
We're refreshing stuff. We have shirts, tanks, hoodies, sweaters. I had candles. Not anymore. That's it. That's all I got right now.
Okay. And then can we plug your Twitch again?
Yeah. Twitch.tv/SashaGray. /SashaGray.
I'm not done yet. Your Instagram?
It's everything is at Sasha Gray, basically. Instagram, everything. Twitter.
Everything.
My dead TikTok, which I don't use, which I'm supposed to be using. I'm hiring somebody to do it for me. Really? I don't have time.
Oh, like a content
manager. I'm gonna work with somebody, yeah. Right. I'm gonna work with a company to help me. I don't have time, man. There's too much to do. Oh, also, when will this air?
Next week.
Okay. Also, if you go to any of my social media, Twitter, Instagram, all of it, there's a petition up right now.
I saw you talking about that. Can you talk briefly about that, please? Yeah. What's going on?
So, unfortunately, my friend Umberto was killed alongside his friend Greta on Lake Garda, which is in the north of Italy. And his small boat was ran over by a luxury boat in the middle of the night. And the two men who hit them did not stop, and Greta could have been saved. But
it's a hit and run.
It was a hit and run. And hit and runs on the water are somehow not illegal. They are not considered a crime in Italy, so they cannot be arrested for that. What? But they've been one of the men has been arrested for other charges. They were able to, you know, prove that they were going over the speed limit. So one has been arrested. The other is still under investigation. It's sick. There's a lot more I would like to say. I've already said it all. The people involved have a lot of money, and it makes you wonder why the company that one of the men works for hasn't even addressed it. So basically, we're another local and it's a small town. You know, it's a beautiful lake, but it's a small town.
Right.
And a local started a petition.
Is there a police department in the town?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So they started a petition, and at 50,000 signatures, she can take this petition and present it to the parliament in Italy, and hopefully get this law changed. Of course, like, what does that mean for Umberto and Greta's case? We don't know. But our hope is that it gains enough attention and traction that the authorities feel the pressure.
Yeah.
And not let the wealth of these men be able to get away with murder. Done. So it's messed up, man. It's
so really what could up. The listeners and viewers do to help this cause?
So the link is it's in my bio and all my social media profiles right now. But you can also just type in change.org Umberto and Greta. You could type in their names and I'm sure it will also pop up. Just sign it, confirm it in your email. It takes you 20 seconds to do, and the amount of time that I've been talking about it, you could have already done it.
Yeah.
It's a very simple thing to do, and you know, hopefully if a tragedy like this happens in the future, you know, hopefully this law will be implemented soon. And within the same week, actually, on a nearby lake, Lake Como, there was another boat accident, and a 21 or 22-year-old boy, Luca, was also hit by another boat. This is in the daytime.
What's up with these boat accidents?
But the girl stopped. You know, it was like the middle of the day.
That's
the
right
stopped.
Thing to do, yeah.
She did the right thing. She took responsibility. She wasn't drinking. Oh, and by the way, in this case of Umberto and Greta, there's alcohol involved. There's video. Like, I've posted all the video with English subtitles on my pages. But in this case, the girl is a Belgian tourist. They started the investigation, and she is on house arrest.
She's on parole.
She's on house arrest.
Yeah.
Why isn't the guy that's still under investigation in this other case under house arrest? There's video and testimony from locals because it happened during a really important weekend. Because
he's got money and he's just, you know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Is there any way you could give me that link? And then when this drops, I could put it on the YouTube
description? I would love that.
Description?
Yeah, that would be great.
So people could just look and click on it?
Yes.
Would that help?
That would be very helpful. Yes, thank you. Hopefully we hit 50,000 by the time this drops. And even if we do, I still encourage you to sign it, because once again, it's like, we don't know what this means for the case of the victims. But what we do know is that we live in the age of social media. We live in this age where if people feel the pressure, hopefully they will make the right decisions. So the more visibility, the better for them, for sure.
and sign up for my future OnlyFans.
Humor is needed, and I've lost three people in the past 3 months that were all very important to me in different ways. And like, after this happened a few weeks ago, that's what I keep thinking. You got to find the funny.
And I just want to let everyone know I don't have a micro penis. Don't laugh at that.
Thank you.
Because I get DMs.
Thank you for laughing. Thank you for making me laugh. For real.
You know what a micropenis is, right?
I have no idea what that is. I'm a good Christian streamer.
It's a button. Don't send me DMs.
That's
about
messed
it.
Up, you guys.
Yeah, don't. You know.
Don't harass
you
him.
Know what I mean, please, guys. Give me some space.
Yeah, boundaries, people.
Yeah. I'm gonna do some shout outs, and you're that flew by.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks for tuning in. We do have a website attached to the show, stevieweebyshow.com, Patreon, patreon.com/stevieweeby. New podcast with my brother Jeremiah Watkins, youtube.com/scissorbros. Okay. go to my Instagram.com/ QUANGOU, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for all the music. There's also a P.O. box if you guys want to send any packages or fan mail. Send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Tune in for her Twitch next time she twitches.
Yeah, I'm also on YouTube.
How come you didn't bring that up?
I forgot. I'm terrible at this stuff.
I just, you know what? It's because I do it every week, I'm like a robot. Go ahead. What is your YouTube?
YouTube.com/Sasha Gray.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Check it out.
Like the videos.
Do all those things that you always fast forward through this part when you're watching the videos, but actually do it this time.
You should put that description stuff that you're talking about, the Italy stuff, on all your videos.
I've been putting it in the comments, but I'm a little slow on uploads right now.
But maybe you could hire like an intern to go through all. How many videos do you have up?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I know it's tedious, but I'm sure.
My YouTube manager.
Write that down. That might help because people might, what's this? And they'll click on it, and then there's another signature. Dude, I really appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Thank you so much. Do you have fun on Tiger Belly as well?
I did, yeah.
You had fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun. Did we plug everything right?
Yeah.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at Ben. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Today, don't give it away, the peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, live this way, can deal with shade. His fate is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.